Center with a Living Savior Ministries again. We're talking about the curses and the blessings. We're talking about why so many people in the church are sick, why they have so many devastating things happen to them. And it's obvious that most Christians have never done a study on what the Word of God says about curses and blessings. They think because they're under grace, they're not under the curses and the blessings. But technically, that's not true. We only walk under grace when we walk in love. When we obey all of God's commandments and walk in His love, then we do no damage to our neighbor or to ourselves, and we do walk in that grace, and we walk in love. So let's come to the Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask You to reveal to us the truths of the Word of God. I ask You, Lord, as we study Your Word today and see what You have to say about the curses, Lord, I ask You to reveal to us the truth of Your Word so that we, as Your children, will absolutely stop sinning so we don't give any place to the devil. Father, thank You for Your Word. Bless it as it goes out today in the name of Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Amen. I used to wonder why so many Christians were sick. In fact, as a young Christian growing up, I didn't see any difference between the non-Christian and the regular Christian as far as sickness and disease was concerned. It seemed like everybody had sickness and disease. So I had no idea really what Jesus had done for us on the cross. Of course, I went to church all my life. I was a Southern Baptist most of my life. And I realized that Jesus did come to die on the cross for our sins so that we didn't have to go to hell, so that we could live a life that whenever we died, we could go to heaven. But I really thought that's all there was to Christianity. I had no idea these two spiritual kingdoms that's on this earth, the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of hell, and how these two kingdoms worked. I had no idea what made people sick and why some people didn't get sick and some people did. But as I began to read this book in detail, I learned some magnificent statements or promises from God's Word. He said in His Word that if under the law, over in Exodus and Leviticus, He said, if we will be obedient and do everything He tells us to do, then He will take all sickness and disease away from us and we will have none. He tells us that if we will obey Him, then the evil one, which is Satan, will not be able to attack us. And when I began to look at these things in detail, I thought, you know, if these are all these statements that He's making in this book are really real and they're really true then, and God doesn't change, never, yesterday, today, and forever. He's forever the same. I thought, just maybe these things rolled over today. And maybe that's why we have the problems today that they had then. And so when I really began to look at this book in detail, I began to realize there was a set of rules that God had laid down. He said, if you will be obedient, I will bless everything you put your hand to. And if you don't obey me, then I will curse you. Well, when you really begin to look at this, since He's the Father and we're the children, or He's the parent and we're the children, and then He gave us parents or fathers and mothers here on this earth and our children, and we have rules for our children, and if our children obey our rules, well, then we give them things and we bless them. But when they break our rules, they are reprimanded some way or another, spanked or something's withheld or whatever. Of course, the Lord says, use the rod of correction on them and it will drive the evil far from them. So if you raise your children up the way God says, you'll find out you'll have better children. When you begin to look at this picture, the picture became very clear to me that this is the exact same thing in the spirit world that's going on in the physical world. He made a set of rules, and He gave them to us in the physical world and told us to obey them, and then He put us a set of executive officers, police officers, and so forth, here to control this physical world. And if you didn't have those people, we would have a real problem here on this earth, because man wants to do his own thing. He wants to break the rules. And so he does a pretty good job in breaking the rules. Sometimes we get caught, sometimes we don't. So a lot of people will break the rules thinking that they won't get caught. But in the spiritual world, the demons of hell and the angels are watching you so close, and they are recording everything you say and everything you do. They know everything, so we technically don't get away with anything. It is made known, and the Lord says we will give account of every idle word that we speak. Not just every word, but every idle word. Well, when you begin to see this picture, I begin to go back and study about these curses and the blessings. But the curses are what's most more important to me right now, because whenever we learn about the curses and learn what causes sickness and disease, and we learn it's our fault, well, we will stop doing those kind of things. When we learn that God really meant what he said, and when he tells you to do something, he means for you to do it. And if you do not, there is a consequence, and it is a curse that comes upon you. Now, some of these curses that we've talked about in the last few sessions were word curses. Now, these are some of the most devastating things, that we speak the wrong things out of our mouth, and it absolutely allows the enemy to put sickness and disease upon us. We're destroyed with our own tongue. And a curse things. It does make a difference what you bring into your home. It makes a difference what you wear. It makes a difference if things are cursed or set aside as objects of worship to the devil, then those accursed things can really condemn you. You have to be careful what kind of rings, what kind of jewelry you wear, what kind of pins you wear. You don't want any pictures of Jesus. I mean, some people say you're a fanatic. Well, that's okay. Jesus said, have no images of me. That's the second commandment of the Ten Commandments. So I wouldn't have one of those at all, because I believe that'll bring a curse upon you. Have no statues, no idols of Jesus, none whatsoever of Jesus. Make no images of him. And these are cursed things. And then personal sin curses, the personal sins that we do. We have talked about those on another one of the shows recently. Those personal sin curses. You know, you want to make sure you personally don't sin against God. And, of course, generational curses is something you don't have a whole lot of control over from your past generations. But your fathers before you, the sins they committed are passed down to you. Now then, if I'll give you an example of a generational curse. Chances are, if your mother or your father was a drinker, chances are you're going to be a drinker. Or at least it's going to be very difficult for you to break the habit. In fact, if your mother and father were lost when you were conceived, you will be under a different kind of curse, and it will be much harder for you to become a born-again Christian and walk holy before God than it will be for a parent if your parents were born again when you were conceived. There's something about that new nature that's in them that'll be passed on to you, and it'll be a lot easier for you to be a born-again Christian than it will that if your parents were not Christians. And the sins that they committed, like drinking, smoking, cussing, all those kind of things, those sins will be passed right down to you. And it will be more difficult. It's not impossible to overcome, but it will be more difficult for you to become a Christian and to walk holy before God than it would be for you if your mother and father had been great Christians and they knew the Lord before you were conceived. And then the founding father curses. Of course, you know, the founding fathers of our nation, the Word of God says that when the fathers of the nation are wicked, the people mourn. So there's again, you know, we've had both in my lifetime. We've had good people in government, and we've had lousy people in government. And so whenever we have people that are not men and women of God reigning in positions of power and authority, usually the nation suffers. And then witchcraft curses that we've talked about, getting involved with Ouija boards, fortune tellers, and all these kind of things, anything that's occultic or witchcraft curses. Now, one of the basic rules about curses is a curse cannot come without a cause. No man accidentally stumbles into a curse. These things come upon you because of your sin. And the answer to that question is in Proverbs 26:2, because in Proverbs 26:2, the Word of God says, like a fluttering sparrow or a darting swallow, an undeserved curse does not come to rest. So you cannot just accidentally fall into a curse. You cannot accidentally fall into a blessing. There's no such thing as just being born with a silver spoon in your mouth or being born with a cloud over you. You have to actually be involved in some kind of sin yourself personally. You know, if you did come from a generational group of people that were very wicked, then true, you may be born with a black cloud over you, and it'll be very difficult for you to come out of that. But it is possible for you to come out. And before we get through with these series, I will tell you, I don't care who you are or what you've come through or what kind of curse you're under, I want you to know there's hope for you because Christ has redeemed you from the curse of the law. Now, when Christ redeemed you from the curse of the law, you have to know these things and receive these things by faith. It's not automatic. Even when you get saved, it's not automatic that you come out from under the curse. You have to learn these things. You have to claim these things by faith. And when you do, then the curse can be broken, and then the evil spirits can be driven away. Now, curses are regulated by spiritual law. Now, spiritual law is God's law. The Word of God is God's law. And you cannot accidentally stumble into these things, but these things will come upon you because of your sin. Now, all these decisions is based upon your obedience of all of God's commandments. Your obedience or your disobedience, I should say. If you're disobedient, that's when a curse is spoken upon you. God speaks the curse, and then the devil moves in to make it happen. The devil, until he has legal claim to you, he cannot do anything to you. In fact, I've learned from the Word of God, the devil has to request permission to even put you to the test. Just like Peter. Jesus told Peter, he said, Peter, Satan has requested to sift you like wheat. But the thing about it is, Jesus didn't say, I have not allowed him to do that. He said, but I have prayed for you that your faith fail not. Why does God allow the devil to attack us? Why does he allow him to do that? When the devil comes and requests permission to attack you, why does God allow him to do that?
We have to stop right there today, but if you'd like the teachings in its entirety, call us at 940-242-2106 or go to the web, www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these teachings in their entirety, free and postpaid. Remember, Jesus is Lord.